A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Megillah Chaf Hei, Megillah 25a, pagination 49, starting from the Gemara, five lines up from the wide at the end of a line. Hahudinachas Kamedu Rabbi Chanina, there was a person who went to Davin, leading the congregation in prayer in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omar, and he said in his tefillah, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, Hoadir, Vechazok, Vehoamitz. He praised Hashem as we do in our Shmona Esrei. Hashem is great, strong, awesome. And then he continued, he's mighty, he's strong. Different descriptions of Hashem's greatness. Amar Lei and Rabbi Chanina quipped, Saimtinu l'shevchei demoreich. Have you completed the praises worthy of your master? And then he explained, Hashtahani t'losa, regarding these three that are mentioned in Shmona Esrei, Gadol Gibor and Noro, Ilav dikasvinu Moshe be'oraisa, if not for the fact that Moshe wrote them in the Torah. Describing Hashem, V'asu Anshei Knesset HaGadolah V'taknenhu, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah came and legislated that that should be the text of our Shmona Esrei. If not for that, Anan Lo Amrinan Lohu, we wouldn't say it. V'at Amrit Kulei Hai, and you keep going. So what's the problem, though? Moshe La'odim Shayilo Elef Alfei Alofim Din Rezov. It's comparable to a person who is so wealthy that they have thousands and thousands of coins of gold, volume of kalsim also, the dinrei kesef, and they give this person praise that he has some silver coins. Lo genai hu lo, it's degrading. And so Rabbi Chanina felt that what this man did was improper. He held that you're not allowed to add on, because then, where do you stop? And therefore, we stick to the text that Moshe guided us, that these are the qualities, and this is the cutoff, this is what humanity approaches Hashem regarding these qualities, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah codified it as such. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said another teaching. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirah shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, meaning the tests that are given to a person, whether they're wealthy or poor, strong or weak, etc., that's all in the hands of heaven. Hashem decides that. Chutz miyirah shamayim. But fear of heaven, what you do with those challenges which you have been assigned, that's up to you. Shenemar. And that's the pasuk. Ve'ata Yisrael, now, Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, what is Hashem asking of you? Most things are not in your control. Kiyim Liyira, but to fear Hashem, to do the right thing under those circumstances which you were presented with, that's up to you. Now, the Gemara continues and observes, Mechlal Diyira Milsa Zutrasahi. It sounds like, from the wording of the Pasuk, that fearing Hashem is a small thing. It's no big deal. Let's go back to the text. Now, Yisrael, what is Hashem asking of you? What's he asking of you? Except to fear Hashem. No big deal, it seems. The Gemara answers in Ligabe Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasahi. Regarding Moshe, it was no big deal. And since Moshe is talking, he expresses it the way he understands it. No big deal to fear Hashem. Moshe la'odam shemavakshem emenu kli gadol v'yeshlo. Domo olav ke kli katan. It's comparable to a person who's asked for a big vessel, need to borrow something from you. If you have it, so it's no big deal. A person asks you for a specialty item, but it happens to be your field, and you happen to have it, so it's no big deal. you walk over to an eye doctor. All the stores are closed, pharmacies are closed. You need a certain type of eye drop. So he's an eye doctor. He says, no big deal. He happens to have. Okay, great. But katan ve'enlo, but if you ask something of somebody that's very routine, it's a small thing, it's no big deal, but he doesn't have it. Knock on someone's door and ask if they have any lemons, because you need lemons, fresh lemons, for a recipe. If he doesn't have them, it's no big deal to have lemons. You can buy them in the store, but if the store is closed and this person doesn't have, domo lovkikli godol, it's like a very big thing. And he'll ask you, why you need lemons? What kind of crazy request? Well, it's no big deal if you have it. But if you don't have it, it's a big thing. Now, the Mefarshim ask a very powerful question. The Gemara established, name of Rabbi Chanina, that everything is in the hands of heaven except for fearing heaven. And that was fine from the Pasuk. V'ata Yisua, ma Hashem alokecha, shoel mimach. What is Hashem asking of you except for fearing Hashem? Okay. But then the Gemara went on and said, and it's no big deal. Not just that it's your life's mission, but that it's no big deal. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's no big deal. What's implied is that it's a very big deal. And the Gemara answers, but to Moshe, it was no big deal because he had it already. And the question that the Mefarshim have to grapple with over here is, fine, but Torah is not just for Moshe. Torah is for me and for you and for the next guy. And all of us are being told, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach. What's Hashem asking? Just Yira Shemayim telling me that Moshe was able to achieve it. And now that he achieved it, he looks at it and says, it's no big deal. How does that help me? There are a number of approaches over here. And they include Rav Schwab's insight on the Pasuk that Shoel means like to borrow. And a person, once he's arrived at appreciating the mitzvahs, he realizes that Hashem is only borrowing from him, so to speak, because he intends to give him back so much. Not only is there reward, but the very essence of mitzvahs is goodness. They're intrinsically good. And what Hashem is asking of us is really to loan something, to trust Him. Because the payback is enormous, and we're really not losing anything at all. But the insight that I find most meaningful, and I think works very smoothly in the Gemara, is to appreciate what the Gemara tells us about nisyonos, challenges in this world, and the way the Yetzer Hara works. That really it's only a chut. It's a little thread. And it's up to us to break the thread and do what we're supposed to do. And the Yetzer Hara that wants us to deviate from what we're supposed to be doing, it's all an illusion. He makes it look like it's impossible. And it's really not impossible. And to a person who has already achieved it, a person who has already, as the expression goes, made the leap of faith, they turn around and say it wasn't nearly as hard as people thought it was. What do they mean by that? Well, number one, as the Gemara describes in a different place, that the Yetzer Hara weaves this, it's a spider's web. It's nothing more than a thin thing. And if you just flick it, you can go beyond the barrier. That's number one. And secondly, we had the Gemara Shabbos Peches, which tells us that the power of Na'ase V'Nishma, the power of accepting mitzvahs, and then proceeding to do them, the power of that is that in the Kabbalah comes the Siyata Deshmaya. From accepting the mitzvah comes the strength, and Hashem grants us the ability to do it. So whether the Avera or lack of mitzvah was really as difficult to overcome as it seemed, or it was very difficult, but when you accepted to do it, Hashem partnered with you and enabled you to do it. Whatever the approach is, or both of those concepts working together, but what Moshe is telling you from the other side of the river, so to speak, he's crossed the challenge already. He turns around and he says to you, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, what is Hashem asking of you? Not much, just Yirah Shamayim, meaning Ligabe Moshe, regarding a person who's already done it, they can affirm to you and tell you that it's not really as hard as it seems. This is a means of encouragement and to empower the person to indeed come through in Yirah Shamayim and in doing mitzvahs properly. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.